The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. In the 17th chapter, the third verse of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, we are told this: "Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus." The title of the devotion is Visitors. Our planet has been visited by beings from beyond our universe, not by creatures from outer space, but by saints and angels. One time, the visitors came along with bright lights and a night sky. That was over the fields of Bethlehem. Once, one of them came bringing death to every household in a nation. That was in Egypt. Those were angels. They visited our planet countless times. Most often they are not seen. Thousands upon thousands are here with us today. People of God, saints, coming back from the dead to appear on earth are not as common. We know only of two who did this. When Moses appeared at the transfiguration of Jesus, he had been dead for thousands of years. Elijah is a different story. He also left our planet long before Jesus walked the earth, but he skipped the dying part and was transported to heaven, what appeared to be a chariot and horses on fire. St. Matthew now reports that these two heroes of faith once stopped in to talk with Jesus in plain sight of three disciples. Science fiction cannot match the amazing realities that the Word of God reveals. We are not alone on this planet. We've been visited by people who have passed on from this life. We continue to be visited by beings much more advanced than we, who come from a place no telescope can see and no spacecraft can reach. It's called heaven. They are called saints and angels. Our tiny minds grasp neither the greatness of God nor the wonders of His creation. Even though modern technology allows us to see things our forefathers never imagined, even though we are startled by the size and power and complexity of the world we live in, many still believe that life is finite. Humans still want to think that if our minds cannot comprehend it, it cannot be. We still tend to fear that physical death ends life. How silly. How the angels must laugh at our foolish conclusions. How sad they must be to see people refuse to admit to the presence and power of the Creator God. How tragic the rejection of His plans. He is there, and He is not silent. He calls out to us in His Word. He reveals Himself in the wonders of His creation. He has sent His ambassadors to warn us of dangers and offer hope and life. He has sent His Son to rescue us. That's what Moses and Elijah came to that hilltop to talk about with Jesus. We look in at that scene in wonder. That says something about us and our future. One day, we will join those saints and angels in their homeland. we will come there to stay. We will not be mere visitors. We pray, I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. Earth is a desert drear. Heaven is my home. Danger and sorrow stand round me on every hand. Heaven is my fatherland. Heaven is my home. There at my Savior's side, heaven is my home. I shall be glorified. Heaven is my home. There are the good and blessed, those I love most and best, and there I too shall rest. Heaven is my home. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.